Jilko Karini Dasi, writing from Belgrade in Serbia. Shilpa Karini is a name for Srimati Radharani, which means she performs various, what we call fine arts. Shilpa, yeah.
Shilpa Karini Dasi, we know for Gadil Madhizrana.
For different reasons. The Orthodox Church, government, etc. We don't have food for life here. Well, okay. I'm not a great proponent of the so-called food for life. No Harinam, no book distribution. Because of the situation there, the government and the Orthodox Church are oppressive to devotees. So for that reason, they don't have Harinam or book distribution. So in this situation, how can we please the Guru Parampara and the Panchatattva individually and in general?
இந்த மாதிரியான சூழ்நிலையில நம்ம எப்படி குரு தத்துவத்தையும் பஞ்சதத்துவத்தையும் திருப்திப்படுத்த முடியும்?
So it's a very nice question. How can we please the Guru Parampara and Panchatattva? I would suggest that the devotees be a bit bold. As they were in the 1970s and 1980s in the USSR and other countries of what was called Eastern Europe. Soviet Union. There was severe oppression against the devotees, but still they went on preaching. So if you're a bit bold, then Krishna will show you ways of preaching Krishna consciousness. And you'll get lots of mercy preaching in difficult situations. So you could ask the devotees who are preaching in the old days when there was there was never so much oppression in what was then Yugoslavia, but in other countries in that region there were. You should be able to do book distribution at least door to door. I mean, even in Western Europe we had to constantly watch out for the police who would arrest us for book distribution. So if the church harasses you, you could complain to the, what's that, the United Nations or something like that. And because Serbia is under pressure from different nations. I believe they have sanctions against them, maybe they've been lifted. So they're under political pressure to bow to the will of America and other countries. So you have to think what to do. Maybe you could go on Harinam and have someone film it from a distance, and then when the police come and arrest you, you could put it on the internet and then make a big stink I'm just suggesting here what you can do. Otherwise, you could, like that, you could do door-to-door book distribution. That's less likely to be provocative and to have reactions to it. You could also get in contact with at least one devotee I know. She was in Bosnia during the terrible war there. I believe she was in Mostar, which was the worst place. So she literally risked her life to go on book distribution in that situation. So you could be in contact with her. That's Sundari Radhika. You could also be in contact with Revati. She's on Sarajevo in Bosnia, she's very communicative by email and all this kind of thing. So you can get some nice association in that way.